I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Architect John Anderson has been based in Albuquerque ever since he graduated from UNM's design program in 1973. His buildings, which are deeply influenced by the climate, light, and what he calls the spaces of this amazing state, have been recognized with scores of local and national awards. Late last year, when the New Mexico chapter of the American Institute of Architects handed out its annual honors, John Anderson received three out of the 10. He's with me now. John, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Spencer.
You came to UNM from the Midwest. What were your reactions to that change of environment?
I showed up just prior to classes starting in the fall of 1970, and it was kind of shocking at first. In New Mexico, you can see for 100 miles. In other parts of the world where you have a different atmosphere, higher humidity, you're really limited on how far you can see. And if you go up to the top of Sandia Peak, you can easily see Santa Fe and beyond, and it's an incredible feeling to be able to do that. But the other aspect of open space is that in a state of 1.5 million people, almost a million of those people are located in the Albuquerque metropolitan area. And if you drive 10 miles in any direction, you're out in the middle of nowhere without seeing another populated area.
Speaking of which, the AIA recognized you this year for a new community school, K through eighth grade.
That's correct.
Right? It's located on a typical southwestern mesa.
Yeah.
What impact did that location have on the kind of building that you designed for this school?
It's called George I. Sanchez Community Collaborative School, and it's on the far southwest mesa, so it abuts the borders of the Trisco land grant. But the site is sloped 90 feet from the west side to the east side, and so we stacked the classrooms so that they step down the hill and took advantage of this unobstructed, incredible view of the valley and the Sandia Mountains beyond. We also dealt with the sun on the southern exposure and the western exposure. So we have large glass areas that are covered with perforated corrugated metal to limit the amount of direct sun that comes in.
Inside, however, it feels very light and open and airy.
Yeah. Each classroom wing has a skylit area that has a shaft that brings light through translucent glass all the way from the roof to the first floor. It's important for us to develop spaces that are exciting for these young kids to be in. And we developed a color palette that was a pixelated version of the landscape in that part of Albuquerque. The desert foreground, the bosque, the mountains, and the sky above. And I think that the colors feel good and they're bright and happy.
Do you think that the kids at that school and people in general are affected by architecture even when they seem not to notice it?
We think so. We think very much so. Yeah, no, I think it's a really happy place, and Albuquerque Public Schools has been very open to new concepts and approaches to architecture and solving their problems, which has been great.
Albuquerque architect and UNM graduate John Anderson had three of his design projects recognized recently by the New Mexico chapter of the American Institute of Architects. To take a look at John's work, visit KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.